Hello and welcome to the show, all my fellow fans of horror. And I am very excited today because today our main segment is going to be about Willy's Wonderland, low-key the greatest movie ever made in the history of the human race. Don't worry, I'll get into it here in a bit. But in case you don't really know how these podcast episodes work, first we have this little introductory segment. Then I move into a little segment where I talk about the two narrations that I did this week on Tuesday and Thursday. And then we move into the main segment where I talk about a movie or TV show or book or whatever. And just, you know, give my general thoughts about it, you know, recommend it if I think it's good, not recommend it if I think it was bad. And, you know, just give my overall thoughts and maybe, like, you know, some little fun facts about it. But without further ado, I want you all to just sit back and relax. Let in that beautiful moonlight and forget all the stresses of today's world as I prepare to both entertain and horrify you. Alright, so let's talk about the two videos that I released this week. Something that I'm sure a lot of you probably noticed is that they're both kind of on the shorter side. And gonna be completely honest, it's because I kind of had a lack of time this week. I worked a lot this week at my job, so I didn't have, like, a lot of time to spend a lot on narrating a big long story, then having to go through the whole entire thing and edit every single thing, and then go through the long process of uploading a long video. So I had to settle a little bit and make shorter videos. That's not to say that short, scary stories are, like, inherently worse or anything like that. In fact, I actually think the two stories here were actually pretty good. I just figured I'd clear that up. But anyway, the first story that I talked about is, or that I narrated on Tuesday, is Flowers Will Never Hurt You. And I really like this one. In case you didn't know, I am actually, like, a really big nature person. Like, I really like flowers and just, you know, nature as, like, a whole. It's just really peaceful to me. And they kind of have that, like, twisted into something that's, like scary or kind of like sadistic in a way. It's actually pretty interesting to read through and narrate and everything, so I actually really enjoyed that from that certain point of view. And it was short too, so, like, it was just, you know, easy to narrate. It took what I love and made it something creepy, so it was a very interesting read. And I'm glad I got the chance to cover it. Also, if you're on the YouTube side of things listening to this, I will put, in case you missed the two narrations, I will put them in that, like, I card thing in the top right corner, wherever it is for you. But Flowers Will Never Hurt You, very good story. I got it from r/shortscarystories, so... I always link those stories that I read in the description, so you can always read it for yourselves. I highly recommend doing that. So, yeah, go show that story some love, or, you know, go watch my narration of it. Let me know what you thought of it. And, yeah, not really much to say, I guess, just because the story is so short. So, overall, really liked narrating it, really liked bringing it to life, and I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed narrating it. Now, the other one that had a very long title of Are You the Same Person You Were 5 Minutes Ago was an amazing concept. I loved the story itself. I thought it was very, very cool, very, very interesting. And I would love a full-fledged, like, novel about this sort of thing, or like or a show or a movie series or just, like, anything like that. In case you haven't read it, or in case you missed my narration of it. Basically, it's about this girl who had cancer, and she signs up for the NeXT program. And basically, what the NeXT program does is that they clone people that are dying so that they can, you know, stay in, you know, alive in a sense. so they can like stay in people's lives and, you know, stuff like that. But since she has cancer and only had 2 years to live, they have to replace the clone every single 2 years. And I don't think they kind of hint that the person doesn't really know that it's cloning, because she says that when she wakes up, she's like, wow, they weren't lying. You really do feel like a new you. So, like, I don't think that it's public knowledge that it's cloning. I think, like, they just, like probably frame it as, oh, like, we're fixing you, or we're improving you, or something like that, or we're just making something that, you know, gives you a little boost, or makes you feel fresher, or, you know, or something like that. But no, in reality, they're just cloning you, and then disposing of said old clone, so that you're just continuing life as if nothing happened. Oh, man. Like, oh, that's such a good concept. It was a very good read, and I very much enjoyed narrating it. I would love to read like a longer version of that story, or just anything like that. Like, it's inspiring. Now I want to write a story like that. Oh, man, it was very good. Very glad that I found that story and that I was able to narrate it for you guys and, you know, bring it to life. I hope you guys liked it too, because it was a very good story. Like, leave a comment or whatever on what you thought of it, because I thought it was very, very good. Sorry that I'm just, like, gushing about this story. It's good. It's a good story. I also got that one from r/short scary stories. It's called Were You the Same Person You Were 5 Minutes Ago? You can listen to it here, or you can go read it for yourself. Either way, you know, support the original author, you know, all that good stuff. But yeah, two very good stories, even though they were very short this week. I think both of them were still some pretty high tier narrations, pretty high tier stories. Yeah, in fact, I think Are You the Same Person That You Were 5 Minutes Ago may have been my favorite short scary story that I've narrated on this channel so far. On the YouTube side of things, I have a whole playlist of all the short scary stories I've read, if you're interested in that. I think this one is honestly probably my favorite one, though. So, yeah, you can take my word for that. But anyway, two very good stories. Go listen to them if you missed them or anything like that. Let me know what you think. Go read the original stories and show the authors some love and support. And with that, I think we'll move to our main segment of this, that being reviewing Willy's Wonderland. All right, so Willy's Wonderland. Willy's Wonderland is a glorious movie, gifted to us by the horror gods, gifted to us by the horror Prometheus himself, I would say. It is amazing. It's the Five Nights at Freddy's movie that we all want and deserve, but we'll never probably, maybe, possibly, truly get. Okay, so if you haven't seen the movie or haven't heard anything about it, basically Willy's Wonderland is where this guy, was played by Nicolas Cage. By the way, main character is Nicolas Cage. Says nothing the entire movie. He has no lines. It's just silent protagonist. And I guess it's kind of makes sense, because, like, I guess, like, the Night Guard in Five Nights at Freddy's just doesn't say anything. So maybe that's what they were modeling it off of, or maybe they just decided to just go with the silent protagonist. I don't know. I don't know if this is kind of supposed to be modeled off of that, or if it's just, like, you know, I don't know. But whatever. It's an amazing movie. It's so good. So the plot is, by the way, spoilers for this movie. Go watch it before this if you don't want spoilers. So Willy's Wonderland, Nicolas Cage's character, right? He's driving. His car breaks down. So he drives into this repair shop in this, like, very small, like, out there part, or like very, like, small rural place. And it's a car repair shop, drives it in there, gets it repaired. He, like, tells him the price it's going to cost to get repaired, takes out his credit card, but they don't take cards there, they only take cash. And then he sees that there is no, like, ATM or anything like that there, or there is an ATM, but it doesn't work. So he is reduced to having to clean this old, like kids restaurant, basically, like, you know, like a Chuck E. Cheese, essentially. And it's, like, old and it's abandoned, but, you know, they still, like, want to keep it, like, clean and stuff like that in case they ever want to reopen it or whatever. So he's tasked with cleaning it, and then, you know, like, in exchange for cleaning the place, they'll fix his car and they'll bring it out there to him in the morning when he's done. So, you know, since he wants and needs his car, he accepts the job and he gets to it. You know, he's really dedicated. Like, he puts on, like, an old uniform that the employees wore while, like, working there, and he, like, starts, like, cleaning the place. And it's really funny, actually. He's just cleaning the place silently. And then stuff starts going awry. The animatronics start coming to life thanks to, like, a demonic ritual thing that the town did there. And oh my goodness, this movie is absolutely amazing. So this animatronic, like, comes up, it's like an ostrich. It comes up to him, and he's like, "I'm gonna eat your face!" And, like, he just starts spouting stuff like that. And, you know, you expect a normal protagonist to, like, either A, simply be startled at the very least, B, get scared out of his mind and start trying, you know, run away or, you know, hide or anything like that. Not Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage does not run and hide from living animatronics. He does not cower in fear. He does not question what is happening. You know what he does? He opens up the biggest can of fucking whoop ass I've ever seen. He just starts beating the living shit. He fights the living animatronic ostrich and just beats the fucking shit out of it. He just absolutely rips it apart and just absolutely destroys the thing. Like, it's amazing. And he doesn't even care. Like, he just treats it business as usual. He doesn't even treat it like, you know, it's a strange occurrence or anything like that. He just treats it business as usual. And once he destroys the animatronic, he just goes back to cleaning. Like, nothing happened. Like, you know, he doesn't run away or, you know, try to get out of the place, or, you know, try to wonder what's going on. No. He just goes back to doing his job. He just goes back to doing his job. It's so good. And, oh man, and, like, you know, and then, like, other animatronics come alive and start attacking him and stuff like that, and he just keeps doing the same thing. Like, they come alive, they attack him and try to kill him or eat him or whatever, and then he just beats the shit out of him. Oh, and at one point, okay, so at one point, there are these, like, local kids who are like, "Ooh, you know, they say it's haunted, you know, all that spooky stuff." And you're like, "Oh, you know, I bet we could go in there," you know, stuff like that. So then they go in there, right? And, you know, they encounter, you know, the living animatronics that try to kill and eat people. And they react how, you know, a typical person or horror movie character would. And, you know, they get freaked out, they get scared, people start dying off and blah, blah, blah. So at one point, like, one of the girls, like, runs to and sees Nicolas Cage. He's like, "Oh my god, you know, you gotta help me," and, you know, stuff like that. And, like, he gets ready to fight the thing, but then it's his break time, and he goes on break. He just goes on break. He's like, he just stops everything he's doing and goes on break. I mean, you gotta take your break, right? You know, it's mandatory. Gotta take your break, even when there's killer animatronics, you know, you gotta take your break. Like, he stops cleaning, he stops fighting the animatronics for a bit, and just goes on his break and plays some pinball machine and gets a high score and freaking jams out to the music. No, you're like probably thinking that, you know, I'm crazy, or, you know, that I'm messing with you. No, this is actually the stuff that happens in the movie. He just goes on break. And then when he comes back from break, you know, it's business as usual. He starts beating the shit out of everything again. It is such a good movie. And he's like, Nicolas Cage is, like, perfectly a silent protagonist throughout the whole thing. I want to see a Doom movie with Nicolas Cage as the Doom guy. He's proven that he can be a badass silent protagonist, okay? Like, this movie proves it. All right, it proves it. make a goddamn Doom movie with Nicolas Cage as Doom Guy. screw that old Doom movie with Dwayne Dwayneson in it. Screw Doom Annihilation, that piece of crap that came out on Netflix. Screw that. I want Nicolas Cage as the Doom Slayer, okay? You know? I want this so bad, you have no idea. I saw this edit that somebody did on YouTube called When the Doom Music Kicks In. You know those videos? And it's with Willy's Wonderland, and it is single-handedly the best thing that I've ever seen. So, how he fights and kills one of the animatronics, again, spoilers, is, it's a monkey one. It's a gorilla. And as he's cleaning the bathroom, you know, it, busts out of the stall and starts attacking him. And people actually made, theories about this movie. There's a bunch of theories on this movie on YouTube. Go check them out. They're all really cool. And one of them is that Nicolas Cage, cannot be a normal human. So, when he fights the gorilla, it, knocks him back. And, you know, being an animatronic, you know, it's got, metal arms and stuff like that. So, it's pretty strong. So, it knocks him back so hard into the wall that, the wall breaks a little bit. And, the parts, chunks of it fall out of the wall and, tiles break. And he's just fine. He's fine. People are there's no way he's a normal mortal man. Especially with the feats of strength he pulls off. When he fights the gorilla, he curb stomps his mouth into one of the toilets. And he's, actually able to, punch him and actually do damage to him. And at one point when he's fighting a crocodile animatronic, he, grabs the jaws of its mouth and, dislocates it, ripping it open, and then reaches down its gullet and pulls out its circuit board. He is no mortal man. This is the Doom Slayer fighting animatronics right here, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why I want that movie. Oh my god. This is such a good movie. Anyone who thinks this movie is bad just doesn't know how to have fun. Just have fun with a movie, for the love of Mike. I don't get it. Just have fun with a movie. Who cares if it's, not, you know, a traditional horror movie? Who cares if it's, you know, built on a lower budget? Who cares? It's a fun movie. It's just fun. Just have fun. Just turn your brain off for a second and have fun. Also, in my personal headcanon, this movie is the sequel to Mandy, which is another badass horror movie that Nicolas Cage is in. Seriously, watch Mandy and you'll understand why I think that this movie is a sequel to it. Because the main character from Mandy could definitely pull this shit off. it's so good. Oh, okay, so Mandy, you're probably wondering, Willy's Wonderland, you're probably wondering how you can possibly watch this glorious creation, this magnum opus of human creation, this movie, this, you know, that painting where it shows God creating Adam. Yeah, that painting has been misinterpreted, I tell you, misinterpreted. It is actually meant to depict God creating this movie, and Adam is the living embodiment of silent protagonist Nicolas Cage. That is what that painting is depicting, the divine creation of this movie that has been gifted to us. You're probably wondering how you can watch this movie for yourself. Well, it is on Shudder. The horror of Netflix, the Netflix version of horror. I mean, whatever, it's on Shudder. shut up. just be quiet. Let me talk to you. It is on Shudder. It is also on Hulu with a premium subscription. And of course, you can also buy digital copies of it on YouTube, Google Play Movies, Vudu, and all basically wherever you can buy digital copies of movies. And then also, obviously, there's physical copies, there's DVDs and Blu-rays you can also buy. So whatever works for you, whether it's Shudder, Hulu, buying it digitally or buying it physically, watch this movie. It deserves all the love and support that it can get. They said that if it if it does, like, good enough, then it might get a sequel, and I want that so unbelievably badly. So please support this movie in any possible way that you can, because I want more, and once you see it, you will want more too, good ma'am or sir. You will want more of Nicolas Cage destroying living animatronics. It is, it's so good. It is so good. I don't know what else I can say other than it's so good. Go watch it in any way you can. Anyway, I think that's enough gushing about this right now. So I'll leave it there. Thank you guys so much for watching. Hope you guys are all doing well and staying safe in this crazy world. And I will see you next Tuesday and Thursday for another narration. And I will see you back right here next Saturday for another episode of the podcast. I don't fully know what I'm going to be talking about yet. I'll probably talk about Mandy, but that's not concrete. So anyway, love you guys. I will see you next time. Children of the Night here, and I just wanted to say thank you for either watching today's video on YouTube or listening to it on Spotify or all those other places in podcast form. And just know that if you're watching this on YouTube, just know it is available in podcast form on stuff like Spotify. And if you're watching this on Spotify, just know that it is also available on YouTube. If you are also interested in supporting me more than you already are by watching here today, just know that I am on Patreon at patreon.com/childrenofthenight, or you can just use the nifty link in the description. There you can get access to polls that dictate what I narrate here next. You can also get early access to the narrations and so much more. Any support there is greatly appreciated. And also, you know what to do, if you're listening on YouTube, that is, like, comment, subscribe, and do all that other fun stuff that YouTubers tell you to do. Other than that, be sure to follow my social medias. That's all linked in the description as well. But other than that, I want to say thank you for listening, and good night, and sweet dreams to all my fellow children of the night.